This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
This episode of Someone Dies in This Elevator is rated R. A warning to please take care of yourself. This episode contains suicide, clowns, and death in an elevator. Please read the show notes for more information.
Hello and welcome to the Pinnacle of Passion Dating Service. You will be travelling through several floors of our building in order to find your one true match. In the last 3 years, we have celebrated a 100% success rate and thousands of couples have formed deep, lasting connections. You,
Ezekiel Williams,
lovely you, will be our 3,724th success story. When you're ready, please enter the elevator in front of you.
Hello, Ezekiel. You can call me May. Do you need me to remind you why you're here today, or are you ready to begin?
I'm here for the Precipice Package. A do-or-die experience for the dejected, forsaken, lovelorn individual who thinks there's no one out there for them. Guilty as charged. 100 floors, 100 dates, make it to the top and seal your fate.
Oh, wow. That is almost exactly what is in our brochure.
I either find my true love or take a dive, right?
We call it a leap of faith, and to be clear, no one has ever made it to the top. Our success rate
Okay. Let's do this. Whew.
Your first match
nope.
is...
Nope. Don't tell me.
Are you sure? It almost always...
I want to go in fresh. Just get to know them.
Okay. I'll be listening.
Hi, I'm Laura. You must be...
Easy.
Sorry?
My friends. Easy. They call me Easy.
Wait, where are you...
You didn't tell me they'd be that close? Like, right in your face!
You didn't want me to tell you anything.
Just... next floor, May.
Are you sure? I mean, she'll probably think it was kind of cute that
Next floor!
Would you like me to tell you about your next date?
Yes, I would.
On floor 2, you're meeting Idalia Verano, a 27-year-old exotic animal veteran. Here, take a look.
She's pretty.
Each candidate has been chosen to specifically match your preferences, Easy.
Maybe a little tall. And I think I'm gonna stick with Ezekiel. Hi, I'm Ezekiel.
Hi, Idalia. Why are you looking at me like that?
Well, I can tell you recognize me. Happens sometimes.
Oh, no. Should I?
Quizzotic?
Doesn't ring a bell.
It's only the greatest game show on cable television. Ezekiel Williams, I won it 3 times.
Cool. You must be pretty smart to-
Oh, not just smart. You had to have nerves of steel to get through that. That went nowhere.
You did spend the entire time talking about yourself. How about you try asking more about them?
What went wrong that time?
It's a date, not an interrogation. There's a balance to this whole thing, give and take. You're doing better. Maybe try talking about each other's past? To be fair, the amount of sexual partners he's had really isn't your business. You should probably mention your mom a little less.
Ooh, I'm a big game show winner. Look at me.
Three-time winner.
A big three-time game show winner. Excuse me.
Why does everybody hate me?
Buddy, hey, let's not... Oh, okay then, just let it out. Let it all out. What are you afraid of?
Clowns?
No. Why aren't you opening up? What's holding you back?
I've opened up plenty.
You talk about things you've done, but not who you are. You can't expect to be someone who's loved if you spend half your life behind the curtain, Easy.
You know, I wish there were more people like you, May. You ever thought of trying this whole service out?
Oh. I can't...
Oh, I know. It'd probably be weird to have an employee run the whole gauntlet.
Right. That. Definitely that.
Why is this so hard?
Look, I know what it's like to wear multiple faces, and that'll get you by for a while, but not in any meaningful way. It's okay to be afraid sometimes. Vulnerable. Why did you sign up for this?
There was someone I cared for. A lot, actually. We met online like most people. She lived on the other side of the continent, so we'd write these letters to each other. It started out with a pun here or there, but it wasn't long before each message would take a couple hours, at least. We never talked about the game show, which, believe it or not, was a big relief. She just seemed interested in getting to know me. We'd made plans to meet eventually, but she was in a car wreck on the way to the airport. She was fine, but she wouldn't be able to come. I knew it would have put her under quite a bit of financial burden, so I offered to pay for the repairs. The letters started getting infrequent after that. I tried to make new arrangements. Maybe I could fly to her. I wanted to make it work.
You never heard back?
No, I did. After a few weeks of silence, a notification popped up in my inbox. It was the exact same message she sent me the first time. That's when I knew she was a bot or something designed to get schmucks like me to give away their money. I came here to find someone real, to spend my life with.
You're not a schmuck. You just opened your heart. And that's what needs to happen here.
You really think I'll find someone?
It's okay to be afraid. That's the best time to take a leap. Just follow your heart.
So, this is my next match. Jeremy, social worker. He's cute. Hi, Jeremy. I'm Ezekiel. No, you didn't.
You bet your ass I did. Threw it right out the window.
Date 71.
You must be Fan.
Yes.
Did they ever find out?
Not a single soul.
Date 87.
Believe me, I wish things were different, but I'm deathly afraid of your occupation.
Date 93.
May?
Yes, Ezekiel?
I'm scared.
Date 100.
Oh god. Okay. Breathe.
Saying it and doing it are two very different things. Slowly. In. Out. We saved your best match for last.
You did? Why?
It's a safety precaution. Isn't that comforting?
No.
Why not?
I have no idea. Maybe it should help, but I'm also a single floor away from death. So actually, I think this is a fairly reasonable place for me to be in right now.
I'm sorry. No one's ever made it this far, so...
Wait. What was that?
There's just not exactly a protocol for...
No. The other thing.
No one's ever been this far before?
I'm the first. You know what? I think I can do this.
I know you can.
Hey, in case we don't see each other again, thanks. Like, I know it's your job, but I feel like you really get me. I'm going to miss you.
I'm going to miss you too. Now, get in there. Don't keep them waiting.
You know, I wasn't sure what to think about this whole thing at first, but I'm starting to feel really good about this. I know, they told us not to talk about it, but which date is this for you, if you don't mind me asking? It's number 17 for me.
I'm a little further along.
Is that so? Well, then how about we get a bit more serious? Have you ever been in love?
I thought I was, once. But it didn't really work out.
Oh, that's a shame. But you know what they say, though. There's a first for everything.
You might just be right.
This is so weird for me. I've always thought I need to start by being friends first, you know?
I've never dated a friend. My friends call me EZ.
Okay. I think it's so important that they get to know you, but, you know, I've tried that whole thing and it blew up in my face. But a couple of friends that I actually dated ended up going through this, and they...
I'm sorry. I have to stop you. This is crazy. Like, really fucking crazy, but, I'm scared right now.
Oh, I'm sorry, I...
Oh, no. It's not you. It's something a friend said. I'm sorry, you've been so lovely. But I have to go. May? May? Are you there?
Ezekiel? Did you not like Jordan?
They were great. But
Then what are you doing here? This is your last floor.
They're not you.
Oh. Oh. Oh, no.
You get
no.
me. Unlike anyone else, May. Take a leap. That's what you said. And God damn it, I'm following my heart. And it's telling me...
All right, I'm stopping you there.
May?
No, we've shut her off for now.
Shut her...
You need to understand the situation, sir. You have completed your final floor.
But I found someone.
That means, given your contract and the state's laws regarding assisted suicide...
I found someone!
You didn't find anyone. May is our personality, partitioned from our AI, specifically designed to guide you through this experience.
You're telling me I fell in love with a computer again.
It's a little more complicated than that, but that was your final stop.
But...
Now, as it states in your contract, in the possibility that the client does not discover a match...
Then I've sealed my fate.
But... You are our first client to make it through 100 dates. Maybe we can make an exception. We could send you back down to Jordan's floor and give you a second go at it.
I don't want Jordan or Fan or... I want May. That connection I felt with her is what I signed up for. Couldn't I take her with me or something?
Intellectual property rights notwithstanding, no. Unfortunately, it doesn't work that way.
And your 100% success rate? You don't care about that anymore?
Well, there's something we've been working on.
And that is?
We're able to separate you from your corporeal form by uploading your consciousness to our mainframe, where a part of you will exist as a basis for our AI's personalities.
Will I be with May?
We're not sure how much of yourself that you'll retain, but it's the closest you'll ever get.
Can I talk it over with her?
Sure.
I'm sorry.
You have nothing to apologize for. Will it work?
You'll be the first client to undergo this process. If it does work out, we'll be working together. Kind of.
If it doesn't?
If there is a hitch in the upload process, the data will likely corrupt and there won't be much of you left.
Fuck. What happens next?
We'll deploy the equipment intended for the client's termination. Our technicians will scan your brainwaves and upload them directly from there.
Will it hurt?
I'm unsure. The termination sequence for the client is designed to be painless. Since this is uncharted territory, I can't grant you any guarantee. However, I can do this for you.
So this is what 100 stories looks like. It's nice. Thank you, May. For everything.
Hello, and welcome to the Pinnacle of Passion Dating Service. You will be traveling through several floors of our building in order to find your one true match. In the last 4 years, we have celebrated a 100% success.
Pinnacle of Passion was written by Adam Burgess and Ryan James Horner. Directed by Colin J. Kelly. Script editing by Jesse Shushu. Dialogue editing by Adam Burgess. Sound design and mastering by Brad Colebrook. Music by Ali Hilton. Executive produced by Colin J. Kelly and Tal Minear. Starring David Hanna as Ezekiel, Julia Schaffini as May, Sterling Ray as Laura, Allison Dauphine as Idalia, Jonah Loon as Lucinda, Matthew Resbason as Jeremy, Katie Chin as Fan, Sina Breyer as Jordan, Tozamon as the Technician, with Sarah Golding as the recorded voice. This episode is brought to you by Anna Karen Loves Paper. Enter code SDITEPOD at checkout for 11% off, and an exclusive Someone Dies in This Elevator pencil to help you craft your message. Get mushy, get cheesy, it's okay. Tell someone you love them with a card while you still can.
Oh, hi, hey, hello, everyone. How are you all doing tonight?
I'm supposed to say that we promised to bring you the very best one-star reviews from all across the multiverse. But you know what? I don't believe it. I don't believe that for one second.
I'm rating my driver Marcus one star. Not for his driving ability, but instead for his disloyalty and cowardice.
I love the moon. Yeah! Moon! Moon! Moon!
and as an independent podcast team with the entirety of our egos and self-worth wrapped up in the perceived success of our shows, we know firsthand that receiving a one-star review can, at times, be the most traumatizing experience in a person's life.
I don't even like them all! I prefer La La Rue leggings and my essential oils. But these kids wouldn't shut up about, "Let's go to the mall, Karen! Take us to the mall!" So what am I supposed to do? These aren't my kids. Their well-being is not my problem.
Welcome back once again to the Space Window for what is sure to be the worst podcast in the world, The One Stars.
This has nothing to do with the movie Space Jam. I love Michael Jordan, and I've always been a fan of Bugs Bunny, basketball, and aliens.
I set the gun down on the merry-go-round, turned my back for like 30 minutes tops, came back from the slide, and it was gone. Just gone. No clue what happened there. But that's actually what led me to your product. The One Stars is a Good Point podcast.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.